Andy, was that a fair result for Pompey today, given the chances for both teams?
Yeah, there was chances at either end, and I think we've probably had more than them, Chris, from where I was sat, but they've probably had the clearest in the last minute, you know. But we've probably had more clear-cut chances overall than them. And again, it's another satisfying point, a real good performance, difficult place to come. You know, they're hard to beat. I think they've had 20 draws in 30 games or something like that, their stats are. So it's a difficult place to come in and play your football. So I'm delighted with what I saw today, and I'm really pleased with the point.
Were you disappointed with the missed opportunity? Because there were two or three that were carved out that were gilt-edge, really, for your side.
Yeah, of course. And if you know, of course I'm disappointed, but I'm satisfied with the point, and I'm pleased to take a point back home, obviously, you know. We've been here before and lost those games, you know, and we're not now. You know, when we haven't scored in the past before, we've gone under and we've lost games and we haven't picked up any points. But it's important that we keep picking up the points on the road, which we have done again today, and keep believing and keep playing.
You mentioned Ryan Brunt's miss right at the end there. Do you need that little bit of luck sometimes?
Of course you do, but I want us to have a little bit of luck in front of goal as well, you know, at the other end. So, it's a chart. That's the only time I was really concerned, if I'm honest. Chris, there was a couple of long-range efforts from York, but I don't remember Jonesy having too much else to do. Yet, I'd like to think we've knocked on the door a little bit more. It was probably as an entertaining 0-0 draw as you'll ever see. And as you know, we've played really well again today. I'm really pleased with the effort, the application, because they're a difficult team to play against, the style that they play. Some big lads, and we've gone toe-to-toe with them today, so I'm really pleased overall.
You won't need me to tell you that four away games, no goals scored from your side in any of those. Is that a concern for you?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Because your team are playing well, you feel?
If I was studier, Chris, and we weren't creating chances, then I would be concerned. But we are creating plenty of chances. In the previous two games, we've had enough chances to have won three or four games. Burton and Southend, the two games before that year, alluding to, we didn't deserve to take anything from those matches, and I'm honest enough to come out and say that after the games. But since the Southend game, the improvement has been very, very good, and we're still working and we're still getting going. And once we do get firing, someone's going to get a tonking, and that will come, believe you me.
Does that come down to having someone who's got the confidence then to stick the ball in the back of the net? Is that what it is?
I've got every confidence in every player that they'll do their job. And, you know, it's not just the front men. I've said that we've missed a couple from set pieces today, but we've worked things and got defenders in there. You know, midfield players have ended up there, and of course the forward players get chances as well. So it's a shared thing. But I've got every single confidence in the players that we will start to score goals and we'll start to pick up even more points.
What is the difference then at the moment? Because they are small differences, aren't
they? Yeah, we're not taking our chances. Yeah, exactly that. That's the difference. You know, if you take two of your chances today, we're all stood here saying, what a great performance. It was a comfortable victory. But it was a comfortable performance again. I'm really pleased with the effort and the application and the performance levels that I saw out there. You know, we look solid as a rock. We don't look like conceding. You know, Watmore comes off after 2 minutes. In steps Johnny Ertl, you know, has a very, very good game. And that's the mentality that we've got. Everybody's in it together, and long may it continue. And I'm really pleased with the way it's going at the moment.
As you mentioned, Jack Watmore, what is his prognosis?
He's got a tight hamstring, Chris. His hamstring's very tight. And it's a risk if you leave him on. There was no problem before the game. We had no inclination, and that was coming. But within a couple of minutes, he's pulled up. So it's a case of assessing it Monday morning and seeing how he is.
I was remarking in commentary that I don't think I've seen a game where three players have been forced off in the first half, all through injury.
Yeah, two of theirs and one of ours. Obviously, it's not nice to see. You know, nobody wants injuries. Of course, they don't. But that's what it's about, isn't it? That's football.
It's been a good week for the club, hasn't it, overall?
Fantastic.
Given the news on Monday with the writing off of the legacy of the debts.
Yeah, been really pleased with that. Obviously, that was a positive. I'd have liked a home game today to have built on that euphoria that was created around the stadium and around the town and around the city. Sorry, not the town, around the city. And I would have loved that if we could have. But the fixtures have fallen the way they have. Two enormous trips for us up to Hartlepool and up to York, and we get on with it. It's been a good week in that respect. Yeah, hopefully we can now start to move forward on and off the pitch.
And you are back at the park on Tuesday night against Northampton, albeit it's in the Johnson's Paint Trophy. But I know it's a competition that you are taking seriously with the possibility of Wembley at the end of it.
Yeah, it's a big competition for everybody. When you've got Wembley at the end, Chris, it's something that everybody wants to have a run in, you know, and we went with a strong team away at Yeovil. We'll have a strong team out against Northampton. I will make changes, definitely, because we've got another big game on against Mansfield on Saturday as well. But the team that I put out will be strong. You know, I've got a squad of 29 players to pick from, so that's the benefit that I've got. So we have rules that you have to keep so many in, obviously, but which we will do, and we'll abide by those rules. And it's an opportunity, though, to give some other players who maybe haven't had some minutes this season and more opportunity to get game time. But it will still be a real strong time. You know, I'm not going to put the youth team out. We certainly won't do that. There will be changes, but we'll approach it properly, and then hopefully we can win that one. Then we go again Saturday at home to Mansfield.
And most of your squad are fighting fit now as well. Slowly but surely, those who have been out are coming back to fitness.
Yeah, nice to see Taylor back out there again today. You know, and he's had an influence on the game, which was good with him on the pitch. I think we've created two or three real good chances. And nice to see them all coming back now. And the more the merrier, obviously, for a manager.
Andy, have a safe long trip home.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Pat. Cheers.